Monday, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here on this Wednesday morning. Latest on all your markets coming up when we come back in just a moment on
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, cattle futures called mixed to higher today, and we'll look for consolidation at some point. Prices recovered nicely yesterday, but still gave up significant gains by the end of the session. Today's online FedCattleExchange.com will provide some indication of this week's cash trade, which has softened in recent weeks. Now, a few more token cattle bids may be thrown on the table today. But again, significant trade volume will probably be delayed until Thursday or Friday, and look for bids at $114 to $115 in our part of the country. Now, the hog futures are called mixed to lower today on a lack of news to provide any underlying support today. And the bids should start out at the open about steady to a dollar lower on those hog cash bids. On the wheat futures, those futures up 2 cents overnight in a modest technical bounce as prices continue to break into new lows on a daily basis. Cold weather in the U.S. plains and a lack of adequate snow cover for the winter wheat crop may start to raise concerns over quality of this year's winter wheat crop and provide some support for the latter half of the week. Now, the corn futures were mostly steady overnight amid a lack of market-moving news. Yesterday's weak close, after trying to trade 3 cents higher, will likely translate to a sluggish tone in today's trade. Another push to new contract lows cannot be ruled out after China's ag ministry raised its estimate of for the country's corn harvest, prompting a cut of about 500,000 tons in the forecast for imports 2017-18. And the soybean futures saw a recovery of as much as 5 cents overnight. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle was up 97 cents yesterday, 116.15. February up 142 at 119.15. January feeder cattle up 165, 147.10. March up 197 at 145.30. February hogs down 50 cents, 66.52. April was down 65 cents yesterday, 71.17. Kansas City wheat, the March down 1.5 at 411 and a quarter. May was down 1.5 at 424 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 2.75 at 410 3/4. May was down 3 3.25 cents at 424. March corn down 1.25 at 347 3/4. May was down 1.25 at 356. January soybeans down 3 3/4 at 975 3/4. March was down 3 3/4 at 987 1/4. March cotton up 73 73.65. May's up 68 74.18. And January crude up 46 57.60. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.